Hello and welcome to our program. My name is Janet Roberts and I will be reading The Texas Gardener here on Sight Into Sound Radio. From The Texas Gardener, White in the Garden by Dr. William C. Welch, continued. Few plants are tougher than the Henry Dulberg salvia that thrives in Texas heat and blooms spikes of blue flowers from late spring through fall. A sometimes overlooked beauty is the white flowering form of Augusta Dulberg. While heat and drought tolerant, they perform best when cut back mid to late summer, which stimulates a beautiful fall display. Small flowering trees can be another opportunity to bring white into the garden. Crepe myrtles come in dwarf and full-size white forms. Flowering dogwood is one of our most beautiful native trees, but only thrives in acidic, well-drained soil. The layer effect of the branching and floral display adds a beautiful touch to any garden. White forms of redbud and Mexican plums add short seasons of color, as well as decorating trunks and stems to our gardens. Natchez crepe myrtles have beautiful peeling bark revealing cinnamon-colored trunks. Severely pruning crepe myrtles results in destroying their natural form, so it is best to only remove crossing limbs and spent flowers. Beware of overpruning, which may result in crepe murder. I hope this survey serves as an inspiration for incorporating white into your own garden while making it a more beautiful and meaningful space for you and your family. From The Texas Gardener, Springtime Means Azalea Time by Keith Hansen. I live in the northeastern part of Texas where pine trees grow like weeds thanks to the acidic soil and high annual rainfall. This combination makes it possible to easily grow a wide range of different kinds of plants that thrive in these conditions, especially azaleas. Starting this month, azaleas become shining beacons of color at home and commercial landscapes all across East Texas. Tyler, where I live, is home to the Tyler Azalea Trails, which draw tens of thousands of visitors every year to tour the miles of brick and paved streets where azaleas grow and bloom in abundance. This year will be the 60th annual event, and it is always worth a trip. However, Tyler is not the only place to see azaleas in abundance. The River Oaks Garden Club in Houston has been featuring an azalea trail for 85 years, which includes tours of the Bayou Bend home and garden, along with other homes and gardens in the area. A relative newcomer to the azalea trail world is located in Nacogdoches, the oldest town in Texas. 2000 marks the first year the Nacogdoches Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Flora Garden Club established the Nacogdoches Azalea Trail with 25 miles of trails through the historical town. But what sets this display apart is the amazing and enormous azalea collection featured in the SFA Gardens on the campus of Stephen F. Austin State University. What began as a vision by Dr. Dave Creech and a graduate thesis project in 1997 has resulted in a first-class garden. What was once a privet-infested bottomland loblolly forest periodically inundated with floodwater from Lanana Creek is now the largest azalea garden in Texas with more than 7,000 azalea bushes along with Japanese maple, dogwood, and camellia companions nearby. Barbara Stump was the graduate student tasked with designing an 8-acre azalea garden for her MA thesis when Dottie Wisely stepped in and provided an endowment to actually create the designed garden. The result is the Ruby M. Mize Azalea Garden, which was dedicated in 2000 and completed in 2002. There are 46 beds filled with azaleas, camellias, Japanese maples, and many other special plants, accessed by more than a mile of easily traveled paved walkways. Many benches are available for sitting when one may pause to reflect and enjoy the overpowering beauty of so many azaleas of every kind and color. There are more than 550 different kinds of azaleas, 100 varieties of camellias blooming from fall through early spring, and special collections of hydrangeas, boxwoods, Japanese plum yew, and other rare and interesting plants. also interspersed throughout are hundreds of Japanese maple varieties that compete with the azaleas with their beautiful new spring foliage. Then, in late fall, about the end of November, the Ruby M. Mize garden is transformed in another blaze of color as the Japanese maple put on their end-of-year fall display with yellow, oranges, reds, and purples. Don't think you can tour this garden in half an hour when it is in full bloom during March and April. The winding trails take you through vista upon vista of masses of azaleas in an array of colors and delightful color combinations, making every bend in the trails a Kodak moment. You'll feel like you've left the busy world behind and are immersed in the beauty of nature, surrounded by a spectrum of soft and hot pinks, oranges, yellows, purples, reds, whites, and color blends blooming under the towering canopy of pines and southern sugar maples. The large sweeping beds are organized by azalea hybrid groups, where masses of representative cultivars of each type show you their potential impact if similarly used in your own landscape. You'll find a collection of the rare Hang azalea varieties, which were bred in China and brought to the U.S. a mere 40 years ago. There are the groups of early blooming azaleas like the Karoom and Southern Indica hybrids. These will be followed a few weeks later by the mid-season spring bloomers like Robin Hill, Girard, Carla, and Glendale hybrids. Later in May, you'll find the striking Satsuki hybrids. Satsuki means fifth month in Japanese, with a spectrum of hues, sometimes with unusual random patterns of mixed colors in a single bloom. And then there are the taller, growing deciduous azaleas native of North America, sporting fragrant honeysuckle-shaped blooms before the leaves cover the upright branches. Depending on the species or hybrid, their flower color ranges from pale to medium pink, yellow, a color not represented by the Asian evergreen azaleas, tangerine orange, and brilliant red. These are also represented by their hybrid groups, such as the Aromi and Confederate series. Guided tours are available for groups through the garden during the Azalea Trail, and the Ruby M. Mize Garden hosts other events, including a Little Princess Tea Party and an annual Azalea Symposium. In 2011, azaleas in the SFA Gardens expanded with the creation of the Gala Mize Garden right across from University Drive from the Ruby M. Mize Azalea Garden. SFA graduate Ray Mize urged David Creech, SFA garden director, to turn this area into a beautiful garden. Originally called the SFA Recreational Trails and Gardens, it was renamed in honor of Gala Mize, a long-term supporter of Nacogdoches Beautiful and the SFA Gardens. This 8-acre garden continues the tradition of bringing unique, new, or underused, unknown plants to trial and display. Since the Ruby M. Mize Azalea Garden mainly, but not solely, features evergreen azaleas native to Asia, the emphasis in the Gala Mize Garden will be on the distinctive and beautiful azaleas and their hybrids native to the U.S. These azaleas are deciduous, losing their leaves in the winter and bursting forth with brilliant and fragrant honeysuckle-shaped flowers in the springtime, often before the leaves emerge. Their growth habit, unlike the mounding evergreen azaleas, are upright, letting them shine above lower growing plants. And the flower colors range from pink to flaming red to brilliant golden yellow and blends of all the foregoing colors. In addition to azaleas, the Gala Mize Garden also displays other collections, including crinums, camellias, and a variety of other unique, rare, and special plants. While visiting, don't miss the labyrinth surrounded by a ring of slender silhouette sweet gum trees. Driving down University Drive in the spring, you do not want to miss these two gardens when their signature azalea, Koromo Shibuku, is blooming. They line both sides of University Drive for more than 800 feet. This unique azalea has spider-like light purple petals and was selected because it is close to FSA school color. If you are planning a visit to Nacogdoches to see these two azalea gardens, check with the Nacogdoches Visitor Bureau. See timing for the prime bloom period varies from year to year depending on the weather, but in general, mid-March through early April, you should be able to enjoy the beauty of these gardens. If you come later, you may see many of the satsuki varieties, which bloom in late April and into early June, depending on the variety, and the popular Encore series and other reblooming azaleas that produce a second wave of colorful blooms later in the year. The Disappeared Man Who Loved Azaleas by William Shike. The luxurious blooms of Hoang azalea hybrids hide a sad story about their corrector, T. Lin Hoang. This historically obscure man lived in China, where he bred numerous varieties of his beloved plant. During his homeland's Cultural Revolution between 1966 and 1976, Hoang was abruptly uprooted from his private azalea-strewn Shangri-La. Along with countless others, Hoang was forced to labor on collective farms, where his life was plowed under by history. Ruined, too, were his extensive azalea collections and the meticulous records he kept about their breeding. Even so, Hoang's spirit lived on in some of his hybrids surviving at the Shanghai Botanical Garden. Rooted cuttings from these azaleas found their way to the U.S. during the 1980s. Since the varieties lacked names, Peter Vines assigned each one a numerical code for bloom time, size, and hue. Vines' favorite was HU2122, code for late April large single light pink flowers. Vines personally dubbed it Tiananmen Square. Currently, some Hoang azalea fans campaign for adopting this as its official English cultivar designation, as well as for likewise attributing apt names to other Hoang varieties. From the Texas Gardener, Great Texas Farmers Markets by Jay White. Farmers markets have come a long way in my lifetime. The markets my family visited in the 1960s and 70s were simple affairs. The market we visited most often consisted of a corrugated metal roof supported by a rusty pipe structure. Growers backed their trucks under the roof and sold their produce from their tailgates. Today, farmers markets have become much more than a place to buy fresh seasonal produce. While some of the markets in rural areas remain fairly simple affairs, larger urban markets have become sprawling venues that offer live entertainment, activities for children, and unique experiences for adults. Think goat yoga. In addition to people selling produce, it is not uncommon to find cut flower growers next to vendors offering artisanal breads, cheeses, canned goods, grass-fed beef, and even jewelry. Farmers markets have become anchors of their communities that attract a diverse group of customers who value fresh food and the people who grow it for them. Texas is blessed with a myriad of markets. The markets mentioned in this article represent what you can find at your own local market. While not all of them offer goat yoga, they all offer local producers who strive to provide you with the freshest and highest quality items available. Dallas. Dallas Farmers Market. Visit the Dallas Farmers Market any weekend throughout the year to experience the best of Texas, homegrown, handcrafted, and one-of-a-kind. Seasonal flavors abound in the shed with local farmers, ranchers, and artisans who bring their best to customers with pride. For a special treat, catch one of the many festivals and cultural celebrations, such as Dallas's Original Watermelon Festival in August or Dallas's Original Pumpkin Festival in October. There is always something new to enjoy between the teaching garden with little farmer activities, seasonal recipe testings from chef demos, and even goat yoga. You're listening to the Texas Gardener on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on one of our specially tuned radios, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our archives page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. San Antonio, Pearl Weekend Market. Pearl Weekend Market is a true representation of South Texas' growing, ranching, and artisanal food community. Pearl Weekend Market is the largest producer-only operation in San Antonio. Since 2009, the market has grown to include 50-plus vendors representing the best in produce, meat, dairy, eggs, baked goods, locally produced cheeses, olive oils, and a diverse selection of preferred foods and treats from a 150-mile radius. Waco. Waco Downtown Farmers Market. The Waco Downtown Farmers Market, WDFM, has hosted a year-round Saturday market experience for Waco residents and visitors since 2011. Working with the City of Waco, the WDFM was permitted to develop an agricultural market with focus on agriculture producers and growers rather than on artisan vendors. Even the prepared food and value-added vendors are required to use local agricultural products that they sell at market, including kombucha infused with locally grown lavender and pupusas featuring curtido with locally grown cucumbers. To expand the sale of producers, the WDFM launched an online store in 2019 so that customers unable to attend the Saturday market could purchase products for a Tuesday afternoon pickup. The market also accepts SNAP/EBT and can match all SNAP purchases up to $20 a day through a program called Double Up Food Bucks to be used solely on fresh fruits and vegetables. Families utilizing WIC benefits can also receive $30 in vouchers per eligible family member, also to be used on fresh fruits and vegetables. The staff of the Waco Downtown Farmers Market is continually looking for creative new ways to encourage more people in our community to support, buy, and be local. Denton, the Denton Community Market. The Denton Community Market is a producer-only venue for farmers and artisans offering goods produced within a 100-mile radius of Denton, Texas. It provides live music from the local Denton music scene as well as family-friendly activities and special events such as Harvest Day, Hispanic Heritage Festival, Farm Heritage Festival, Spooky Market, and the Holiday Market. All farmers are DCM certified as using sustainable farming practices and as local producers. The market is open 9 to 1 for regular hours, April to November, and summer hours, 8 a.m. to noon for summer hours during June to August. Dripping Springs, Dripping Springs Farmers Market. Experience the taste of the hill country at the Dripping Springs Farmers Market. The backbone of the market are the farmers and ranchers who bring their locally grown fruits and vegetables, meats, pasteurized eggs, honey, and wine to town. Other vendors bring baked and prepared foods, ready-to-eat meals, handmade body care products, and crafts for shoppers eager to purchase them. Now in its 10th year, the market is the largest midweek farmer market in Central Texas and was recently voted the number one farmers market in Texas and the Southwest by the American Farmland Trust for the second year in a row. The grassy park with picnic tables beneath large shade trees and live entertainment creates the perfect setting for the best gathering in Dripping Springs. The market is open Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. year-round with an ongoing calendar of special events. For more information, visit the Dripping Springs Farmers Market Facebook page. Galveston, Galveston's own farmers market. Galveston's own farmers market, GOFM, brings locally grown produce, prepared foods, and edible farm products to residents of Galveston and the surrounding areas. The year-round market provides an affordable venue for vendors to sell fresh-grown and prepared foods. It enhances the quality of life of Galveston residents by improving accessibility to the local food economy and providing a forum for community activities. In addition to the twice-weekly market, GOFM established the Young Gardener Program, partnering with the school district to integrate a high-production garden and advanced curriculum with the after-school program, teaching young people to put their hands in the dirt, eat well, and learn the transformative power of growing their own food. Another GOFM program, the Real Food Project, offers monthly cooking classes and community dinners as a way to help educate Galveston households how to prepare tasty meals with fresh produce. For more information about how to sign up to be a vendor, volunteer, or to donate or sponsor the market, visit www.galvestonsownfarmersmarket.com. Austin, Barton Creek Farmers Market. Barton Creek Farmers Market is Austin's first farmers market, beginning on the Whole Foods parking lot in 1987. It supports small farmers first and foremost with an emphasis on organically grown. The market encourages all of their food vendors to source local farmers for their ingredients, offering only natural ingredients. The market is working on a project to create land trust in order to create a future for small farms. It also promotes local artisans, prepared food vendors, and other small businesses in order for them to test their products. The market presents live music by local musicians who perform original music every Saturday, and it offers a children's music hour almost every Saturday, plus a petting zoo once a month. The market's vision is to create a healthy, sustainable future for all. Sustainable Food Center. Sustainable Food Center runs two weekly farmers markets that support more than 100 small businesses in the Austin area. These two markets are producer-only. Farmers and ranchers grow and raise their own vegetables and livestock, and value-added providers, food providers, and artisans make everything themselves. SFC offers access to this locally grown food to low-income communities through its Double Up Food Bucks program, where participants can get double the SNAP and WIC benefits for fresh fruits and veggies. SFC also partners with community organizations to bring events to the market, like live music sponsored by ACL Live and 3TN ACL Live, kids yoga, and our Taste the Place sample booth. Laredo, El Centro de Laredo Farmers Market. Laredo Main Street hosts El Centro de Laredo Farmers Market, the only certified farmers market in Laredo. Held at the Veterans Memorial, Jarvis Plaza, El Centro de Laredo Farmers Market is held once a month, every third Saturday from 9 to 1. All of its vendors are located within a 200-mile radius of Laredo. Farmers unveil their seasonal produce, farm-fresh eggs, raw honey, and locally made goods, while bakers present delicious artisan breads, pastries, foods, and beverages. Entertainment varies each month with live music, yoga, spinning classes, dances, and more. The market is a family and pet-friendly event, free of charge and full of fun events for the community. El Centro de Laredo also has the luxury of offering parking at the El Metro Transit Center for free with a market purchase voucher. El Centro de Laredo also accepts merchants selling handmade arts and crafts and seeks new health-conscious vendors to participate at the market. Small farm owners, backyard gardeners, and arts and crafts hobbyists can visit www.laredomainstreet.org for more information. Brenham, First Friday's Farmer and Artisan Market. The downtown Brenham First Friday's Farmer and Artisan Market first opened in spring of 2018. What started as a little market in Brenham now hosts 30-plus regular vendors each month and is expanding to accommodate an ever-growing list of new and unique vendors. Whether you're looking for fresh meat and vegetables or a special handcrafted gift like nothing you've ever seen before, check out this market. There's something for everyone. On the first Friday of each month, except January, this market is open from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the square in downtown Brenham. From the Texas Gardener, Ask Skip by Skip Richter. Question. I have some privet, holly, and ligustrum bushes that have gotten too tall to trim and are losing foliage in the lower parts of the plant. I want to prune them back to at least half their size. What time of year would be best, and how do I go about it? Answer. Early spring is a good time. Cut them back about a third past where you want the ultimate size to be to allow for some regrowth. The plants will respond with vigorous new upright growth, and you will need to cut that back partway several times to slow it down and force more branching and increase density. Your shrubs will always try to grow top heavy, so always keep the tops narrower than the base to allow light to reach the lower areas to maintain foliage density from top to bottom. By the end of the season, you may have trimmed the shrubs back three or four more times, but will have something more to your liking. Be ready, however, for them to look pretty bleak for a good while after the initial severe pruning job. Question: how do weed and feeds work? Do they kill weeds without damaging the turf grass? Answer: weed and feed simply means that the product contains fertilizer and some type of herbicide. The idea is that the fertilizer feeds the grass and the herbicide, while toxic to weeds will not harm the grass. If it is a pre-emergence herbicide, it will prevent weed seeds from coming up, but not control existing weeds, although some may control young weed seedlings. If it is a post-emergent herbicide, it will control existing weeds, but not prevent weed seeds from coming up. However, as usual, the devil is in the details. The best time to fertilize, especially in the spring, is usually not the optimum time to prevent weeds. The best time to start fertilizing warm season grasses in the spring is after you have mowed twice. By then, warm season weeds have long since germinated. In fall, weed prevention also comes a little prior to fertilizing. If you need to use an herbicide, it is best to first have the weeds identified so that you can choose the proper product for optimum control and also get the proper timing for application. Apply lawn fertilizer separately at the proper time. Finally, I should mention that some weed killer products can damage some turf species such as St. Augustine, especially when temperatures rise above the mid-80s. Certain pre-emergence products can inhibit turf rooting, causing a decline in the grass, especially if over-applied. The best long-term weed defense is to build a dense, healthy lawn over time by proper mowing, watering, and fertilizing. We have come to the end of our program. I have been reading The Texas Gardener. You can hear The Texas Gardener Saturday morning at 11:30 and Tuesday afternoon at 1:30. I'm Janet Roberts, and this has been a production of Sight Into Sound Radio.